oh shit, what the fuck is this?
Hey, motherfuckers, welcome back to the $20 sack pyramid. I'm your host, motherfucking OG Henny Loke, and we're back with our two final contestants, Duck Motherfucking Mouth and Bootney Lee Farnsworth. They'll be playing for a $20 sack of Endo and a $35 gift certificate to the Compton Swap Meet. All right, y'all. Get
welcome to 420 Radio Special Edition.
I'm one of your hosts, Mike.
And I'm Jenner.
The other host. And we even have someone else who normally just gathers news for us who might talk.
Maybe.
Top secret identity.
Good times.
Yeah. But,
Cheers to Charles.
Yeah, thanks to Charles Fox for letting us have this moment of 420 radio synergy within the VTN. So thanks. Our hats are off to you. And I know they started off their program with their top 10 favorite songs about weed, right?
Yeah.
Not randomly or, you know, that sound cool when you're high or anything. Do you want... Since it's called Radio 420, should we... read the article dispelling the myth about 420?
Yes.
Can you read it quickly?
I believe so. And it is, why is 420 significant to marijuana culture? And it says, many people believe it to be called the police code for marijuana smoking in progress was 420, but that's not actually true. And there's also various rumors that the Grateful Dead only stayed in room 420, also not true, and that there are 420 chemical compounds in marijuana. Nope, there are 315. So what it comes down to, it supposedly, I might be spreading rumors, but it all comes back to San Rafael, California in the late 70s, where a group of high schoolers who called themselves the Waldos coined that term 420 to mean various things regards to marijuana. And there you go. They would hang out in front of a statue in front of their school and smoke out.
That seems way too specific.
At 420.
Well, I'm just curious. You said you're spreading rumors, but who are these cats actually spreading the rumors?
Channel 9 News in Colorado. That's on NBC. So, yeah. And it says the phrase has become so prevalent that back in 2014, the Colorado Department of Transportation had to take down all the mile marker 420 signs to prevent them from being stolen.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
That's a pretty good...
good times.
...story there. But I'm not sure if I buy it.
Yeah. That's why I said I might be starting rumors.
Not you, but NBC?
NBC, yeah. Well, me by sharing the story. By proxy.
Right. Okay, so time to get the show started. And we do have more news stories for you coming up, which are hopefully a bit more believable than that one. But it is Radio 420 after all. So I'm going to start by playing one of my favorite songs about weed. And I don't know if it's in my top 5, top 10. I don't really... I can't really sort them out. They're all so fucking good now. You can't say this one's better than the other one.
Yeah.
Although this one is better than all the other ones.
I do like this one an awful lot.
Thanks to George Clinton. This one's called Hit It and Quit It by Funkadelic. I want you to hit it.
Thank you.
I wanna talk. Pass the joint. I was born a city they call Buffalo. 0 degrees below. It's too damn cold and funky. Mama Ray, they own the numbers racket. With big kids and no father, she said she couldn't hack it. On the east side, where I started singing. On the corners hanging. Out with all the hula. Pass the joint. Now the love that I find in the strip dirt. The strip to cry and pity. Ain't no love for brother. Pass the joint. Pass the joint. I think I wanna talk about the place I was born. I was torn. I said pass the joint. Give me one more hit. I ain't finished with it. I got some more to say. Now the players hanging around the main strip. Like they own a trip. If they had my cash, they could be hit. Strange, the gossip is so tragic. They call me a faggot, and me and all my women laugh at it. Love, I got my good friends there. They really keep me dancing, keep me really laughing. In the country, me, my dog, and horses, hanging out with my family, talking about Stone Shirtin. Say, pass the joint. Think I'm gonna talk about the place I was born. I was torn. Say, pass the joint. I need me one more hit. I ain't finished with it. I got some more to say. Need to talk. Said that I was born. Got to talk. I wish they wouldn't be so torn. I wanna talk. Said that I was bred. Need to talk. I'm sure that that has led me to my fame. I was born a city they call Buffalo. 0 degrees below. It's too damn cold and funky. I think I wanna talk about it. Pass the joint.
And you're welcome, Mr. Rick James, for one of my all-time favorites. See, it's hard to say which one's your favorite, man. That one's Below the Funk, Past the J. I'm sure he wanted to call it Past the Joint, but the record label's might be a little too specific.
I don't think they approved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like the song Mary Jane, which did make it onto Charles Fox's version of the show. We've commandeered for a moment.
Just for the hour.
Yeah, his was 2 hours. But Mary Jane made it on his. And then it was funny because VT celebrity Johnny Punish asked if it was really about a girl named Mary Jane. Which in 40 years, I've never met a girl named Mary Jane. The only one I've ever seen is in the Spider-Man comic books. And I'm sure that was a reference to marijuana as well. I don't know what he's
clever little Stan Lee. I'm sure he smokes a little weed.
Yeah.
How else would you come up with all that X-Men and, you know?
Right? How could you come up with that?
Gotta so be a little old. High. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit stoned, you think?
a little bit high.
And now, gosh, this is one that was mistakenly given credit to Ween for a long time, but it's by the Gourds. And, we're going to play this one next. This would be my top 5. How about you, Jenny?
Yeah, I really like this one. This one cracks me up every time I hear it, even though I've heard it a million times. I still love it.
Did we build it up too much now?
No.
Are you guys high out there?
That's my personal opinion. Take it or leave it. All right.
I just got to make sure that...
Did you want me to tell another story while we wait for the song?
Here's the Gourds with Jenny Juice.
So much drama in ABC. It's kind of hard being Snoopy O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up funky ass shit nearly every single day. And can I kick a little salt in for the G's? And make a few friends as a breeze through. Don't you know it's 2 in the morning and our party's still jumping.
cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you want to do, ho? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. Turn off the lights and close the doors. But what? We don't love them whores, and we gonna smoke in house to that. G's up, hoes down, like you motherfuckers pass today. Oh, oh, oh. And I've been rolling out of straight, smoking in house, sipping on gin and juice, lay back.
My money and my money on my mind.
Rolling ice straight, smoking in, oh, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
Money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking and no, sipping on gin and juice, lay back.
Thank you. smoking and dope, sipping on gin and a
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a culture toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I'll grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops," says Calistoga. "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just 2 lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the shashniks from Bagun, who smoke the deadly pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise, lace, and leather. See the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time, to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads, all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem, and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, teeth from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, games from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that wet imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera Floors, and that rare Manhattan Silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade, and sweet grapes by the bunches, and there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga Kitty smiles, and Pearly she just grins, and the drums roll low, and the crowd yells, "Go, go, go!" And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once, zap, that first joint rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs, and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose, and Pearl takes one mighty hit, and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls 3 in just 10 seconds, and she smokes him up in 9. And everybody sits back and says, "Hey, this just might take some time." See the blur of flying fingers, see the red coal burning bright, as the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's, with fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares with bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold. The kid, he gasps, "Damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll." "Nothing left to roll," screams Pearl. "Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to fuck around. Man, I come here to smoke." And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She'd been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke them faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, "Beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll."
Creep on in, on in, on in. See, I'm riding high, high, high. Kind of broke your ceiling, y'all. So all I got is fire.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the 40. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kicking like Shinobi. Know me, ain't my homie too. Begin with, it's too many hands to be. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the reel before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the click teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go to delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. Whenever I can, don't need no crutch. I'm so keyed up, so the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogees get hit, but they know they gotta pitch and bend. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own split cheek. What's up, don't babysit that. Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tangeray straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets.
I wish I could fade the eight, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the two door, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kid up in smoke. Yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSOP up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller. I'm the roller, that's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, is all you need. Kicking feet, cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo foo.
Welcome back to 420 Radio.
Special edition with your hosts, Mike and
Jenner.
And we also have a special guest host, or a guest with us.
I haven't thought of a name yet.
Well, he's anonymous for now.
Oh, no, don't say that. I might think he is anonymous.
Oh, yeah. No, not the anonymous. Just, you know.
But he helps us gather our
news. Unknown.
And information for our other show, Goodnight America, which you can also find on Stitcher or the VTN network or iTunes or Feedburner or any other podcast catcher just about. And you
any
can also,
that you, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Any that you can think of.
Yeah. Any that you can think of. Because
there
there's a lot of other ones out there. And you can also find us on Twitter with @MikeAndJenner. That's the at symbol. M-I, which I think everyone knows that by now. But anyways, it's the at symbol. M-I-K-E. Mike and A-N-D, Jenner, J-E-N-Y-R, all one word. Make it, well, you have to do it that way, really. But there's no underscores and weird, odd things like that, at least. So that's a plus. And you can also find us on Tumblr, on, what's the thing you like?
Facebook.
No, Pinterest. Yeah, Pinterest. Facebook, too, yeah. Wow. The first thing she went to was Facebook when I said, what's the thing you like? That's hilarious. But Facebook.com/MikeAndJenner. You spell it the same way. MikeAndJenner. And we started off that set with...
The Great Smoke Off.
No, we didn't. That's a trick.
You tricked me.
Yeah,
we just heard I Got Five on it, but we started the set off with Gin and Juice from the Gourds, then did The Great Smoke Off by Shel Silverstein, then I Got Five on it.
By Lunes. Which you...
Lunes.
I can't remember. I don't know why you don't like that song. What's that?
I don't know why she doesn't like that song.
Right? Mm. Do you not like that song?
Eh.
Oh my...
I could take it or leave it. It's not my favorite.
It's because she didn't play... the basketball game. What's the name of the basketball game you play?
The NBA 2K.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Is that where I heard it a million times?
It wasn't on the NBA 2K, though.
What was it on?
I think we just stumbled upon it once.
Oh, really? It was on the...
It was on Pandora, most likely.
Whoa. Pandora's not giving us any money. That's a competing network, kind of.
It was on a...
It was on a competing network of...
We pulled it from the ether.
We pulled it from the ether. That's much better. See what you have in here?
From the WWW.
No, that's not the ether.
The World Wide Web?
No, that's not the ether.
The ether is a cord, I thought.
Well, what? The Ethernet cords. Look at her. She got like almost.
It was close.
Yeah.
Shut up. I have no idea what I'm talking about, obviously.
That's all right, but we have.
Shall I tell you guys a story?
How about. Is it a story or is it a news story?
It's a little bit of both. This one's pretty funny.
Where's this one from?
This one's from Washington State.
No, I mean, what source?
It's from the complex.
Is it from the ether?
Complex.com.
What you found on the
ether? On the World Wide Web episodes.
But it's wireless.
Yes. Okay,
that would truly be the ether. I wonder if that's why they call it the Ethernet cord.
I would assume so.
That's odd. The Internet of Things.
Huh. Okay, this one's fast food employees fired after trading food for hash dabs.
So why is that even a bit slower? I don't know.
Fast food employees fired after trading food for hash dabs.
Do we need to explain what
a fast food
is?
Restaurant?
Yeah, okay, that's a good question.
Hey, that's in the.
You're
jumping ahead.
You're
jumping ahead.
Do we need to explain what hash dabs are, or does everyone?
I'm assuming if they're listening to 420 Radio, well, maybe they just stumbled upon our show. So hash
maybe
dabs
they're in a
are...
place where marijuana isn't legal, which would be unfortunate, and they don't sell that stuff there.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's basically
true. And even where they do sell it, not everyone knows about it.
That's weird, but it's basically smoking hash really easily without a bunch of. Like people used to put it on a safety pin, man, and light it and like inhale. That seems really odd. So then now they have cool devices which are not the vapor riser kind of deals, but cool glassware that the people use for smoking hashish or concentrated oils dabs.
Okay,
so that will be. That way you're not.
There's your lesson today.
Well, in case you're listening to the story going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Okay. Jonah Tacoma, a Washington weed advocate who moonlights as a bro, inadvertently got two fast food employees fired for trading a burger and fries for hash dabs. Tacoma and a friend filmed their drive-thru encounter and posted it on YouTube. In the video, we see two frugal employees. It was Frugals. We don't
What's
have those
Frugals?
Here. There, it's a fast food restaurant.
And only for, like, one burger and fries?
Well, it maybe, yeah.
Maybe
I
really
think you'd have
dad.
To look up the, yeah. It said, in the video, we see two Frugals employees take up Tacoma's offers for dabs before quickly returning to work. It's all on film.
The smoking the dabs
watch
or just
it?
Like getting
yeah,
the dab?
Whole thing. The whole thing's on film.
Were they smoking it or did they just get it and put it in their pocket kind of thing?
No, they were smoking it.
Right through the drive-in
right
window?
Right in the drive-thru window.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately,
only in Washington or Colorado.
Unfortunately.
Pretty soon the rest of the world.
A total narc saw the clip.
A total narc saw the
and
clip.
Dimed out the employees to the company.
He ratted on him. Is that
yeah,
what
he, they died. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty funny.
A Frugal spokesperson confirmed to Como News, the employees have since been fired. Marijuana is legal in the state, but company policy prohibits getting high on the job. And trading product for weed instead of money probably doesn't go over well with loss prevention. This says, quote, I don't think we put them in jeopardy, Tacoma said. I think they chose to participate. The reality is we were making a statement, end quote. Tacoma noted that the employees...
Wait, who is making the statement? Frugals or the employees?
Jonah Tacoma, a Washington weed advocate who moonlights as a bro.
Moonlights? Oh, so he gets paid for being a bro?
I guess so. It
that
says
sounds
he
like
that
CIA
happen?
Stuff to me, man. They do hire non-high school...
You think they
school.
Hire bros?
Well, they hire people who didn't graduate high school in the case of... Chelsea Manning.
Turn them into bros?
Well, they didn't turn Chelsea Manning into a bro, that's for sure.
He said, Tacoma noted that the employee asked him to hold the video for a week before posting.
I'm gonna quit this location within a week. Wait that long.
No, they didn't quit. To which he obligated by waiting for a month. Why they thought a grace period would save them from trouble was unclear. But we can't blame Tacoma for publishing... when he had the go-ahead. Yes. Perhaps they were too stoned when they decided to let him publish the video. Dabs tend to rock your world.
Dabs do tend to rock your world.
Yes, they do.
I know. We tried dabs the first time with our friends over at 710 Glass. They create a lot of great glass work with which you could smoke dabs.
Yeah, it's high quality stuff. You guys need to check them out, and you can find them on Instagram.
Yeah, you can find them at 710 Glass, and that 10 in the glass are spelled out, so TENGLASS.
But it's still the number 7.
Yes.
Yeah, number at number 7, 10 glass. So check them out.
They have all sorts of stuff. They have little tiny pipes if you want to be a bit discreet. They also have water pipes and wow, they have a bunch of weird designs too.
Yeah, they have
that's
cool stuff.
Though, right?
Yeah,
check it out and mention our name.
We got a piece right here, which is a water pipe.
Wait. Yeah, and mention our names, and you can get 20% off. Check them out.
It works great as you plainly hear.
Yeah.
But the good thing about 17 Glass is they're an American company. And also, they do offer a 10% discount if you mention Mike and Jenner or 420 Radio. I've already spelled everything out a bunch. I think you can figure out 420 Radio.
Yeah. Actually, no, it's 20% off.
Oh,
well, wow.
You get 20% off if you mention our names or the
that's
show.
That's quite generous. And I know they're affordable already. And when they've shipped products, they always come unbroken.
Heck yeah.
Totally packaged very discreetly. And a friend of ours had like a weird dabber system they made just for him. Which
yeah, that was awesome.
He uses quite a bit and is still in use from what I understand.
It sure is.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, it's good to get high quality gear, and 710 Glass is the place to get it. That's the number 7TENGLASS at Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, or if you're not, might be a good reason to check out Instagram. 20% off already affordable pricing is quite a deal, and they make quite a product. What else do you see there?
They have a dragon one. It's a
dragon. Ooh.
Now we're going to play one of Jenner's favorites.
Yes, I believe this is one of my favorites. Good times. Is this Garfunkel and Oates?
It might be. But I told you there was an intro where there's no music.
Oh, really? I don't recall this conversation.
Short-term memory loss.
Everyone knows marijuana is dangerous and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Gonna pay a visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. He hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. You can get your card for having headaches, bad dreams or anxiety, propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity, too fat, too thin. Either way you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, blindness and stuttering, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your motherfucking Tourette's. It's a dream come true. There's nothing pot can't do. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Break it down now. Got back pain, need Mary Jane, can't handle this, need cannabis. Got a stomach ache, got a wake and take, have an injury, need THC. Get fucked up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's 420 time. Weed card, it's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
Fuck me. no fancy clubs. This here's a... This here's a joint, joint. This here's a joint, joint. You understand? This here's a joint, joint. Yeah, you know what I mean. Roses are red, violets can be too. I like my potato tiny and my joint, joint. Sassy are the hot house flowers and so the cold grows. Down the valley, slippery shit on your tippy toes. Pop it into your joint, joint, turn it up loud. Pop it into your joint, joint, do it around. This is the joint, joint, this is the joint, joint. Yeah, you know what I mean. I see you dancing nasty and I'm feeling your vibe. Say to Calvin, grab your saddle, I'm going for a ride. Now we're jumping fences and climbing hillsides. That wick is popping joint, joint. It's hollering country time. This here's a honk, honk, honk. This here's a joint, joint. You hear what I'm saying? This here's a joint. Yeah, you know what I mean. Don't need no fancy clubs, searchlights and velvet rubs. Just a DJ with a crate full of street grade dough. Old school grooves and rare hip hop beats, the latest ghetto tech, ooh, ooh, colossal lyrical feats. And then we're gonna jack the little group on the count of three. Yeah, we're gonna jack the roof on the count of three. Yeah, we're gonna jack the roof on the count of three. Come on and jack the roof with me. Come on and jack the roof with me. This here's a joint, 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 joint. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, you hear what I'm saying.
And welcome back to 420 Radio. This is Mike and
Jenner. And you just heard Dub Narcotic Sound System with Joint Joint.
And before that,
we heard Weed Card by Garfunkel and Oates.
Which was your favorite pick?
Altogether, Weed Card. I love that song. I think it's funny.
So I just want to say thanks again to Charles Fox and everyone at Veterans Today Network at VTN. For letting us do the special 420 episode for you. And we're going to end things with a piece by Jello Biafra that's a little bit old and dated, but still makes quite a lot of sense. And I hope it's very informative and you learned something here at 420 Radio, where it's not just about getting stoned, it's about learning about what you're smoking.
Grow more pot.
Does anybody out there know that for the first time in American history, the U.S. Army was used in a war operation against the American people?
Yes!
Right near here, up in Humboldt County, about 200 miles north of San Francisco, right near a town called Shelter Cove, get this, 300 to 400 American GIs dressed and fully armed with the automatic rifles, armed for battle, fanned out on maneuvers through the woods, backed up by a dozen Black Hawk attack helicopters. The mountain people up there were frightened out of their wits. They thought there was a war going on, especially the ones who had soldiers kicking in the doors to their cabins and putting guns to their heads in front of their children. Why? Who was the enemy in this war? Not the communists, not Saddam Hussein, not Earth First or even the Spotted Owl. No. The enemy They called out the army to put down, secretly, so as few people outside of Humboldt would get alarmed as possible. It wasn't even a person or an army or a terrorist group. It was a plant. The marijuana plant. And they actually did find a few for the GIs to pull up, and then they had to fly in more from the government stash so the pile would look big enough when they lit the bonfire for the network TV news cameras so they could say, yes, another triumph in the drug war. Drug war. War. The American army sent to war against the American people. And we're supposed to feel relieved and secure and protected. Protected from what? A lot of people with more guts than I'll ever have risked their life and limb all last summer at the Earth First Redwood Summer Action up in Humboldt County. They were chaining themselves to redwoods that were three times wider than they were spread eagle. They were 800 years old as the saws buzzed right over their heads. They stood in the dirt as the bulldozers charged them and stopped right at their toes. Or people waved clubs at them, charged them with logging trucks, shotguns, you name it. All to try and save some of the last unspoiled virgin forest we have left anywhere in this country from being chopped down and made into toilet paper, TV guides, and the Weekly World News. On the other side, the loggers saying, what about our jobs? What about our families? What about our lives? You needed wood and cardboard to make those protest signs. We need fuel. We need paper. It's almost gone. Where are we going to get more? The answer for centuries has been right under our nose. Grow more pot. If we're serious about saving the earth, saving the ozone, and our freedom to go about saving the earth and the ozone, we should start by paying all those dirt poor coca farmers in South America and out of work loggers in Fortuna and Eureka and Midwest family farmers and Rust Belt families too to all get together and grow more pot. Why? Get ready for this. There's a book out. It's called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. The author's name is Jack Harar. It's published by Queen of Clubs. I think there's ads for it in High Times or Normal, National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. They could direct you to one, I'm sure. And in this book, among other places, it is written, before the 20th century, the marijuana plant provided almost all the world's paper, all the world's clothing and textiles, and almost all the world's rope. According to none other than the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you can make four times as much paper from an acre of marijuana hemp plants as you can from an acre of trees. And instead of chopping down all the redwoods in Humboldt County and turning Northern California and Oregon and Washington into Appalachia or the Sahara Desert, if you do it with hemp plants, you can just grow another crop a few months later and make more paper. At one quarter the cost of making paper from wood pulp and only one fifth the pollution. The ancient Romans knew this and grew it. Henry VIII made each farmer in Old England grow their share because they knew if you want the strongest natural fiber there is, you all got to do your part for the king and grow more pot. And we did, too. Guess what Levi jeans were originally made out of? And guess what American flags used to be made out of? And guess what the early drafts of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were written on? And if that's too unchristian for you, guess what they made Gutenberg and King James Bibles out of? Guess what you can use to power a car? can get at least four times as much cellulose to make gasohol or methanol from hemp stems as he can from a corn stalk, which along with solar energy would be a great way to avoid dying for oil in Saudi Arabia. In the 20s and 30s, most American cars and farm machinery had the option of running on gas or on methanol. Most racing cars still do run on methanol. And George Washington and Thomas Jefferson grew cannabis on their plantations and smoked it, too. In the 1760s in the American colonies, you could even be jailed for not growing pot, because that was part of the key to become economically independent from Britain. Hemp was legal tender in America, a substitute for money, from 1630 clear up until the early 1800s. And hemp seeds are a great source of protein, better than soybeans, and it's cheaper than soybeans, too. Or so says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Marijuana is legal for medical use in 34 states. Used to treat glaucoma and pain caused by cancer. You can digest more protein out of a hemp seed than a soybean seed. It's even shown some signs of being able to combat herpes. And guess what kind of a parachute Mr. Drug War Junta Man himself, George Bush, used when he bailed out of that bomber in World War II? Hemp was illegal by then, but farmers were briefly ordered to grow it again in this country for the war effort and all, and the U.S. Army had their own stash all along in the colonies in the Philippines. So, how did everything get turned around so damn bad? Doesn't it strike you as a little dumb that we burn oil and choke ourselves and chop down all our trees and ruin innocent people's lives by branding them criminals and throwing them in jails or sending them off to drug camps or taking all their property and selling it before they're brought to trial? In the process, making crack and heroin cheaper and easier to get than pot. Why do we do this when we don't have to? Meanwhile, the police chief of L.A., Daryl Gates, gets front-page approval for telling a U.S. Senate committee that pot smokers should be shot on sight. Because smoking pot is treason, because after all, it's illegal. Why was marijuana cracked down on? And why was it done so violently? Well, ready? In 1936, Popular Mechanics magazine hailed the invention of a new machine to process hemp, predicting that marijuana hemp would once again become the world's largest cash crop. This did not sit at all well with people like Hearst Paper Manufacturing or Kimberly-Clark or other cutthroat multinationals who happened to have large timber holdings. Didn't sit too well with tobacco barons, for obvious reasons. And it sure as hell didn't sit too well with our old buddies DuPont. Hemp processing uses only one-fifth the chemicals needed to process wood pulp, and DuPont had just patented a new wood pulp sulfide process. And DuPont's patented plastic fibers had just passed up hemp as the number two fiber next to cotton, and they wanted to keep it that way. And the last thing the big drug companies wanted was to lose their share of the ever-lucrative disease industry market to more affordable medicine made from marijuana or other natural ingredients because, check this out, you can't own and make money off a patent for medicine in this country unless the medicine has chemicals in it. If it's all natural ingredients, you can't patent it. Maybe that's why we don't have access to a cure for cancer or AIDS, or why the health food store I go to keeps getting harassed by federal authorities for selling herbal medicines. Meanwhile, guess who owns Congress? So, marijuana was outlawed in 1937. And they fanned the racism fires, playing the racism card just like they do when they want to crack down on rock and roll or rap or hip-hop or something like that. They said that smoking marijuana might cause you to fall under the influence of listening to jazz. And I believe it was even said on the floor of Congress that marijuana had to be banned because smoking it might make a black man look at a white woman twice. And let's not forget that U.S. Treasury Department-funded documentary film called Reefer Madness. So marijuana was outlawed as devil weed in 1937. Only 53 years ago, it was legal. Need I say more on why our beloved fearless leaders go out of their way to censor our access to information so damn much? Can you imagine the mass outrage if this kind of stuff ever really got out? And people knew that this so big drug problem they keep reading about and hearing about is being caused by the government themselves? And people knew how easily each one of us individually could turn our ecological and human crisis around without resorting to Nazi bullshit like oil wars and drug wars just by saying no to George Bush? And people knew that the very companies that provide us with such crucial conveniences as Kleenex, paper towels, and junk mail have systematically and brutally rearranged every single one of our lives so that we are literally wiping our ass with our own future. And it doesn't have to be this way. I mean, I'll tell you, I do feel kind of funny saying all this because I used to be a pothead and I hate smoking the stuff and the whole low-energy stoner deadhead vibe that comes with it. But you don't need to smoke pot to realize that the real drug problem in this country is not the drugs. And we can help solve our drug problems, crime problems, environmental problems, even our racial problems, if we say no to George Bush and get together and grow more pot. Yeah.